My scripture reading is in Psalms 37, and we're going to be reading verse 1 through 11. Do not fret because of evildoers. Be not envious toward wrongdoers, for they will wither quickly like the grass and fade like the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and cultivate faithfulness. Delight yourself in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust also in Him, and He will do it. He will bring forth your righteousness as the light, and your judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for Him. Do not fret because of him who prospers in his way, because of the man who carries out wicked schemes. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Do not fret. It leads only to evil doing. For evildoers will be cut off, but those who wait for the Lord, they will inherit the land. Yet a little while, and the wicked man will be no more, and you will look carefully for his place, and he will not be there. But the humble will inherit the land, and will delight themselves in abundant prosperity. Bow with me. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for these words. And Heavenly Father, we know that you bring all peace and prosperity to those who put their trust in you and who waits patiently for you and who tries to do your commands. And Heavenly Father, help us through your Holy Spirit to do better in all of these regards. And Heavenly Father, bless its words and bless each one who hears it, and let them be helped by those words. In Yeshua's name we ask, and amen. And today, I have chosen to give the title of my message will be one word, and that word is desires. And I think everybody has plenty of desires. A person might say wants, and you would really bring into a lot if you said wants to most people, because we seem to find no problem at all in having plenty of wants. But the word for my message is desires. And that word, I think, occurs in my text to you, the verse number 4. Let's look at it, Psalms 37, 4. Delight yourselves in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart. Now, when somebody reads that particular verse in the Bible and they read it by itself, you know, you would think, well, whatever I really desire or want, God has promised to give it to me. And it does appear that way on the surface, but so it does with a lot of other verses that taken alone can be deceptive. The Lord surely loves everyone, and He cares about everyone. He's compassionate to everyone. He's forgiving to everyone. But when we take that promise, delight yourselves in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart. Do you find that you dwell on the second sentence of that and not the first? What about the first? Delight yourself in the Lord. What do you think that means? To me, it means try pleasing the Lord. What does it take to find favor, you know, with the one who made you? With Yahweh. What is He like? What does he take delight in? But if we delight ourselves in the Lord, then we are going to want to find out what he likes and try to do what he wants us to do. Obey his commands. And if he says he hates certain things, then I would think we better make it our point to hate it also. And if he says he loves certain things, like a person that is not naturally proud and has a prideful look and actions all the time, but one who's just the opposite, a humble person. God loves the humble person. And we need to find out those things that God takes a delight in. And those are the things we need to make sure that we put in the right priority. And he will give us the desires of our heart if we delight ourselves in him to the point that we search out and do all of the things that are pleasing to him. When I look up the word desires in the dictionary, it says that desires is a wanting or longing, strong wish. That is what my dictionary says about desires. Now, when a lot of us would just look at that one word alone, all kind of things, good and bad, would come to our minds, because it indeed can involve real good or real bad kind of things or behaviors. Desires can be blessings or they can be curses. They can be constructive, the right desires, or the wrong desires can be destructive. For your desires to bring blessings, you must come to know Yahweh better. You must yield to his plan, to his will, and to his way. We must learn, and when you review in your mind my scripture reading to you, Psalms 37, 1 through 11, and you see all the little things, many things that are mentioned in just those few 11 verses. One of them for sure is that we must wait patiently for him. When we have certain desires and we let him know of those desires or wants, then we must realize that it's now in his hands. We must then be trustful in him and have enough faith in him to wait patiently for him to answer, for him to fulfill the request, and trust him for the timing, for the way, for the manner. It's in his hands. He's going to do, if you are a child of his, he's going to do what's best for you. If it's best for you to wait and not get whatever it is now, he's going to delay it until you can handle it, until it is His time and place. Trust Him completely. Trust. Rely on Him. Don't go seeking answers from other places and other people. Even your best friends, even the best brother or sister in the church. Don't go to them first. Your first reaction should be always to go to God. Pray to Him. He's to be first in your life. Over brother and sister in the church, over the minister in the church, over your mother and your dad, over your spouse and your family, over your children. God expects and demands to be first in your life. And if you don't go to Him first for your needs and whatever is pressing to the point that you need help, you're affected by whatever it is. It's putting you out of your natural self. And something that you feel comfortable, you're now not comfortable because of what's coming against you. So when you have that kind of situation, think of God first. Go to Him. Pray to Him. Trust Him completely. Set your eyes and thoughts on Him and Him only. Do not be deceived by other things about you and what's going on about you. Set your eyes on Him, and that can be interpreted as focus. Focus on Him, on God, the one that has the answers to all of the questions, the ones that can supply all your needs. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell peacefully. Seek to develop faithfulness. Do you find certain events in life coming to you really test your faith to the absolute limit? Do you find yourself coming close to almost giving up on certain things, giving in, running away? We need to develop more and more faithfulness in God. Delight in the Lord. That's a wonderful thing there. Delight in the Lord. Take joy in knowing that He loves you and that you are His child and that you are in His family, that what the plans that He had for Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and all the other ones leading up to the Messiah, all that He promised them, and all that they were heirs of, heir to be, is yours. Because you are a seed of Abraham. Through your faith in Jesus Christ, through your faith in Yahweh's plan for the ones who turn to Him and become part of His family. What He promised them is yours. And as some would say today, name it and claim it. All of those great things that is spoken of in the Bible, they are yours as family members of Yahweh. Commit yourself to Him. Be righteous in your actions and your judgment. Don't be one who only knows the righteous way, or don't be one that only knows right from wrong, or what a good judgment, an honest, upright judgment is in the matters that come to you in your life. Be righteous and make good judgment. Control anger. Forsake rage. What is rage to you? That sounds like a degree or two above anger to me. Or you might say, that is anger that has gotten away from you and went to a different, higher level, and it is going to be much more destructive than just anger. Don't be angry and forsake rage. Do not fret. Do not fear. Why? What good is fretting going to do? If you just sit there and fret and you're taking no action to correct it, what good is it going to do? What good is fear going to do? It might do a whole lot of good to alleviate the fear by whatever means God lets known to you to alleviate it and turn it around. That's what you should do with fear. But not to sit and think about it all day and fret about it. Don't you know that the Lord sees all and He hears all? And the Word of God lets us know that the Lord will repay all. In His time, in His place, in His way, He doesn't forget things that people and nations, cities, countries have done to try to hinder God and try to hurt God's influence and belittle it in any manner, in any country, anywhere. You think God is just going to overlook that? You think He don't see or don't hear? When you have countries that threaten the nation of Israel and the children of Israel, the citizens of Israel, you think God overlooks that? That He's just going to forget it and not do anything? No. If you think that, you're sadly wrong. And in God's time and place, I guarantee you, He will pay the ones that deserves payment. He will give them due payment for whatever their deeds have been. And I would say that He's going to do it not only in the here and now, but He's going to do it in the hereafter too. And when He does something, He does it right. He does it completely and thoroughly. Let's look at verse 11 and consider that again. But the humble will inherit the land and will delight themselves in abundant prosperity. Did you know the Bible speaks many things about the land of Israel and the people of Israel, the people of God, God's family. And you know, it speaks of ultimate peace at a point in the end time. There will be ultimate peace for God's family. Ultimate peace in Jerusalem. Ultimate peace and safety. They will not be threatened by their enemies anymore. They will plant and not have someone else come in from the outside and take what they have or take their harvest. They will plant and they will reap what is sowed. So we have to look forward to that time in the future when God's family and His nation and His people will dwell safely, peacefully, and in all happiness and joy. The meek shall inherit the earth and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. One translation says peace, another says prosperity. But I think we could stand either one of them without any problem, and more of it. We've been speaking of good desires. And I would like to just mention just a few destructive desires. The very first one on the list has to be, in some manner or the other, what you do, what you say, your desires, wants, whatever. They replace, ultimately, they are a type of replacement for God through things, and we have plenty of things nowadays to distract and to deceive, to lead astray. Anything that replaces God and is a type of idol, or anything that has its root of being self, having a type of selfishness, that's destructive desires. God wants us to get rid of these things. What about the attitudes that a lot of people have that are destructive? Attitudes like me only, me first. Those kind of beliefs and actions. I'm the only one that I care about. Give it to me first. What about things that show and give no respect at all to God? Not for His creation. Not for His blessings. By actions and deeds, they are showing and giving no respect to God. No respect for neighbor. These are those that has lying tongues and prideful looks. Those are the destructive desires. Those who deal dishonestly, who when they choose to measure out the right weights in dealing honestly, they choose to alter the weights in their favor. Dishonesty. Without integrity. I love the word integrity. And all of us should have that and ask God for even more. Integrity. Integrity with God, integrity with our neighbors. What about good report? What about your character and what other people see in you that hopefully would make them want to find out what you found out? Find out what's making you as happy and satisfied and a person with good characteristics, including integrity. And they see that you have these, and they want these. Desires, and they can be blessings, or they can be curses. They can be things that lead us into prosperity, or things that lead toward destructiveness. I would like to ask right now if each one of you would stand to your feet, and I'm going to say a prayer. So bow with me in prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for this blessed Sabbath, and we thank you for this word that we brought. We ask you to help us, and with your Holy Spirit, help us to develop these characters of good desires. And Heavenly Father, help us find out those things and put into us those things that please you, those things that make you a delight to us. And Heavenly Father, help us to be that kind of person that you delight in, that as we grow in you, we become closer to your character. And Heavenly Father, bless each one that's here today, the ones that are listening to this message, bless them and their loved ones. And Heavenly Father, always let them be holding on to your hand to the very end, and keep them on that path that leads to you. And in Yeshua's name we ask, and amen. Now I'd like to ask Nathaniel, would you say our blessing for our food this morning?
Lord, we thank you for the truth, for the blessings, Lord, that you give us. We thank you for the food, and we thank you for the people that prepared it. We ask that you bless it to our body and help us to be better at keeping your statutes, your judgment.
Amen. Thank you, Nathaniel.